If I had only one practical implication, you wouldn't be too upset, would you? I hope not. So this was a very, very rough week. I was invited to conduct the Archdiocesan staff retreat. And you know what that means? That means the two bishops were at the retreat. And so last Monday, I got into some kind of a crisis. I'm preparing all this material because this is the Archdiocesan staff retreat, 120 of them, with the bishops being there. And I got this into this crisis. I said, after the retreat, these people who have been working for the Archdiocese for God knows more years than I've been on this face of the earth, they're going to come and tell me, well, that was stupid. And I went through a crisis. And so I put my heart and soul into that retreat on Friday. It went all right, but here's the bottom line. You get only one practical implication. So that's the story behind it, okay? So pardon me, but I'm gonna try my best to reflect on our scriptures and see if we can take something home with us today. I'm not sure if you heard of this, but there is something called the AJO, Pay It Forward phenomenon, spreading across the nation. Anyone's heard this? Some of you have. It's called the AJO, Pay It Forward phenomenon. AJO stands for Alyssa Josephine O'Neill. She died very tragically on September 4th this year, and she died of an epileptic seizure. From what I hear, the story is that her father was taking care of her in the hospital, and I think she maybe wanted to eat ice cream or something like that, and when the father went to get her what she wanted, she died. Alyssa was a freshman at Penn State studying to be a pediatric nurse. She wanted to work as a nurse in a children's hospital. Well, she died, but that's not where her story ends. Since her death, a movement has taken over the nation. People are doing random acts of kindness in Alyssa's name. I saw on the television a celebrity in a restaurant. As long as the celebrity was having a dinner, she paid the bill for everybody in the restaurant. And it was done anonymously. Instead of the bill, the diners got a note which said, "Your bill is covered. Now you pay it forward in Alyssa's name." One of the diners who was taken aback with this great gesture, he decided that he would buy 100 pairs of socks and he would give it to those in need, and he would give a similar note, say, "Pay it forward in Alyssa's name." And I believe that this is like taking over the nation. People are doing this all over the place. And I was thinking, what a great example of people, random people, coming together whose lives are on fire. And it's a good cause. There is a very, very powerful statement in today's second reading. Paul says to Timothy, he says, "I remind you," it's like you knew this. It's as if maybe you've forgotten, but I'm reminding you, I'm encouraging you, I'm charging you. He says, "Stir into flame the gift of God that you have." Stir into flame the gift of God that you have. I wonder if we can learn from the AJO phenomenon. Stir into flame the gift of God that we have. See, sometimes I feel that we Christians who have the mother of all good news, Jesus Christ, it's the greatest good news in the whole world. I think that we could do more to stir into flame the faith God has given us. Sometimes I think we just get too complacent too often. And I'm not denying that there are not individual people among us who are doing great things for God. I'm not denying that at all. But I wonder if Paul is telling all the churches all over the world today, stir into flame the gift of God that God has given you. And imagine if every Christian in every church all over the world, if only they could stir into flame the gift of God. Can you imagine if just us, decided to pay it forward and called it the Jesus phenomenon? Stir into flame. I wonder if we can apply that to today's gospel reading. It is one of those passages that is very difficult to not only understand, but how many times have we seen somebody who said to this mountain, move and it moves, or to this tree, move and it moves. We don't see that too often, do we? And because this scripture passage is about accomplishing extraordinary feat through faith, sometimes it is possible that we think of faith as a bargaining chip with God. So for example, if somebody's dying of cancer, somebody's dying of an illness, we pray with all our heart, right? And we say, dear God, I'm putting my faith in you. You've told me that if I have faith the size of a mustard seed, my prayer will be heard. And we pray. And sometimes what happens? The person dies. And the normal thing for us to say to ourselves is, my faith is not strong enough. We blame ourselves. We think that something is wrong with our faith. But faith is more than a bargaining chip, isn't it? It's more than a means of gaining favors from God, isn't it? I wonder when Paul says to Timothy, stir into flame the gift of God that you have, could Paul be saying that we need to take a fresh look at our understanding and our practice of faith in such a way that we can say that we can stir our hearts and the hearts of those around us, perhaps by paying it forward? So here's my only practical implication for today. How about we think of faith as paying it forward? Let me explain. You think of Jesus on the cross, hands and feet nailed. He looks at people who are standing at the foot of the cross. There are people who are mocking him. There are people who are deriding him. There are people who are ridiculing him. And people did all kinds of things against him. They lied against him. They got people to betray him by bribing his apostles. They put a cross on his shoulders. They dragged him through the city. They nailed him to the cross, and now he's hanging there. What does Jesus do? Father, forgive them. Do you think Jesus is paying it forward? I think that's exactly what he is doing. And he has no control over the result of his action. He's about to die. He doesn't know what's going to happen. But he just pays it forward. He puts his entire trust in God's hands. He said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Even though I feel abandoned right now, I'm going to pay it forward. And he does. 2,000 years have passed, and here we are, because Jesus paid it forward. Stir into flame the gift of God that is in you. See, Jesus had just hoped that what he did, that his followers would do. We can do that. Today, we are at this Eucharist, and when Jesus gives us this bread and wine, what is Jesus doing? One more time, like from the cross, he's paying it forward. His body, his blood, given to us. Does Jesus have any control over what we will do with his action? Here is where we come in. If this is the body and blood of Christ, and in this year of being the body of Christ, if we then become what we eat, which is the body of Christ, then Christ is saying to us, I'm paying it forward. This week, please go wherever you are. Your work, your school, your home, wherever you are, just pay forward. And what if that is the greatest act of faith that we engage in this week? Do you think that there might be people whose hearts might be so touched because our hearts were stirred into flames by Christ who pays it forward to us? So let no one go from this church today. Let no one go from this church today. And I don't want to limit it to, oh God, I'm sinful. Oh God, I'm bad. Oh God, I'm not worthy. Oh God, I don't have enough faith. Please don't limit any of that. Just take the body of Christ. Let him stir your heart into flame. Go today. Go this week. Like Jesus. Pay it forward. Let that be our act of faith. Let that be how we are the body of Christ this week. People of God said,